I have to tell you, Google's Gemini app just rolled out a feature that is honestly blowing my mind. You can now create these highly realistic AI avatars of yourself just by recording a super short video. It feels like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it's happening right now.
It is fascinating, but also a bit intense. The system is incredibly sophisticated. It analyzes your facial movements, voice patterns, and even subtle mannerisms to generate a digital twin. Once that's done, you can animate that avatar simply by typing text prompts.
And that's the crazy part. It's unnervingly accurate. I mean, it captures natural speech cadences, eye blinks, and even micro-expressions with near-perfect fidelity. It's like looking in a mirror, but the reflection is entirely generated by code.
That accuracy is exactly where the debate lies. Google is promoting this as a powerful tool for scalable content creation, which is great for educators and businesses who want to produce personalized videos without the hassle of traditional filming. But you can't deny that the human reaction is often a profound sense of unease.
I feel that unease too. When we can perfectly replicate someone's likeness and voice, it really challenges the concept of authenticity. It kind of erodes that traditional trust we've always had in video evidence. If I see a video, can I really trust what I'm seeing anymore?
Exactly. When a machine can generate a convincing version of you saying words you never actually spoke, the line between creative convenience and psychological discomfort becomes razor thin. It forces us to ask what real even means in this context.
That brings up the big worries for me: consent, data privacy, and the potential for misuse. It's not just about making cool videos. It's about what happens to that digital version of you once it exists.
Right, and that's the crux of it. Creating an avatar requires surrendering highly detailed biometric data to a corporation. We have to ask the hard questions: how is that data stored? Who has access to it? And could it be used to generate unauthorized avatars of people who didn't sign up for it?
Even with Google's safety guidelines, it feels like we're opening a door that can't be closed. This technology inherently enables new vectors for manipulation, from misinformation campaigns to non-consensual content. It's scary to think about how easily that could go wrong.
It is a major leap in AI and computer vision, no doubt. But because of those risks, it demands immediate ethical and regulatory scrutiny. We can't just let this evolve in a vacuum without safeguards.
Agreed. As these digital clones become more commonplace, society really needs to step up. We have to establish clear boundaries around identity ownership, user consent, and how corporations handle our data.
Ultimately, the challenge ahead isn't whether these tools will be used. They will. The real question is how we govern them to protect personal authenticity and prevent abuse in an increasingly synthetic digital landscape.